Listen to Duhheads, baby.
I've never felt so alive in my life.
My name is Cole Black. When you see me, oh my.
In this studio, looking at a guy out here, yeah. Hollering my name.
Go ahead, baby. Let's go.
You want to stop me? I spent more money on spilling.
You're going to have to fucking kill me.
Yeah, this song goes so hot it makes me wanna be back.
Go follow Izzy and Griffin on Spotify or wherever you get your music. Together, we can be black. Welcome to Avatar, the Last Airbender, where we have the Jonas are the money benders.
Oh yeah,
throwing their water manifestations of coins and currency. We have the Curry benders. The better bada.
I did.
I shoot curry at
baby
you.
Girl.
I shoot curry at you. We also have the mud benders, which would be the African hut men.
I feel like they might be helping the money benders dig tunnels.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. They
earth benders are helping them out for sure.
No, the money benders are using them as the ground soldiers against what would whites be? Morality benders, the analytics benders.
No, we're like
statistics benders,
truth benders.
13% of all. 13%, even though they're only 13% of the population, they are 60%.
Oh my god, dude! All my knowledge comes off of like the 5 episodes I've seen on Netflix of Airbender.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd never watched that. Came
what
out a little
kind
too
of
late.
What benders are there?
In the show?
The pet? No, like in like
Well,
I
see.
I guess the Jonas would also be the pedophilia benders. It's funny, we finally got monetization on YouTube immediately just done. This episode is immediately ruined already.
Well, we usually do the Patreon first, so shit. Maybe.
I don't even know what this one's going to be. We got to see, dude. I really thought I was going to be able to stretch that one out into like a fucking bit. But
no, I think that one will keep coming back, dude. I want to bend
benders.
Things. Like, what would you want to bend if you're able to bend things?
I want to bend pussy, dude. I'm the pussy. I'm a pussy bender, dude.
Just open it up. Open that pussy.
Just like this. Just like this. Don't worry. You're flicking your finger up and down, and the girl's pussy's going, whoa, whoa, whoa. It's quivering.
You're giving her an orgasm from like 5 feet away.
Oh. It's like Tantra. I'm a tantric pussy bender.
And maybe like Northern Indians are like tantric benders.
Yeah.
No, that's gay. Tantric,
you know what's funny? I'm reading my notes and I had, instead of curry benders, I had the Halebalas as shit benders.
Yeah, I like that one a little better because they're fucking, half the curry looks like shit, dude. Just
shit, fucking shit. That's so fucking.
And it doesn't help that I hate like the curry spice.
Yeah.
I've
never liked curry. I've tried
too.
It before. It's not good.
Dude, I've had like expensive curry in LA and I'm like, this is not good.
Yeah. And they always mix it with yogurt. You're like, what is this?
The
trash?
Fuck out of here with orange, this orange
what
food.
What is this trash?
I want to eat orange meat.
Honestly, there's not a color that represents a people so well as orange does for
like dusty orange though. It's a little deeper than
a
like
musty orange.
Musty. Dusty.
It's like a tangerine with mold on it.
Yeah, yeah. We're like a lot of dirt, you know?
Moldy tangerine. So
this is a little
this is bad, dude. This is a fucking bad one.
Welcome to Patreon, everybody.
Yeah, I would shout out our Patreon, but if this is a main one, we have a mid-roll read.
Way.
We have a mid-roll read now.
Dude, I think the white people might be the race benders.
The race benders? Those are the Jonas. The Jonas are the race benders. They bend every race to their will.
What about Rachel Dolezal? She's still around?
Oh, dude, speaking of Rachel Dolezal,
race bender.
My boss, it literally looks exactly like her. I think that she is her. Well, yeah, and I have by the way, I have a massive lawsuit pending against my employer, so that's fucking sick.
Right on, dude. We're getting
work rights violations. I'm going to...
podcast material is going to be on fire.
In the Discord, I think I'm going to post about, I don't know, maybe in the Patreon, I'll just post about like who I actually work for. Cause you know, you boys have been throwing up smoke screens and we can have a ton of people start posting, use all of our patrons as an army to start posting about the injustices that this nonprofit organization has been doing. It's insane. Like I did the math and, this company is not paying $1.8 million a year
annually
in unpaid wages. And
that's a nice class action,
and that's
man.
Just the math I've done. That's just the math I've like, oh, this is like just quick math. Like, I'm not even including.
Did you ever have anything. Any other like cool coworkers?
Well,
like one.
The area I live in, dude. Okay. No, they're fine. Like, my coworkers are okay. But like, but the thing is, dude, is like Bakersfield is an area where people unironically like Pitbull. So like, they're just not.
Yeah, and they're
the singer. The, like, they're just not my type of people.
You know, it's funny. That's Shane Gillis's worst city to perform in.
Bakersfield?
Yeah.
No way.
Like, of all cities.
Do you know, Bakersfield's like top five stupidest cities in the country. I was, you know, it's funny. I was talking to Avery yesterday and I was like, do you remember when you went and saw me do stand up in Bakersfield? And she's like, yeah. And I was like, remember how like my first 2 minutes were too smart for everybody? So I had to just start making fun of Oildale. Oildale is like a town in Bakersfield.
Oh my
like,
God.
It's literally, it's like,
you just have to do local material.
No, literally. Like I was like talking about how, I don't know. My original joke was something. I don't know. I was like, something with like, that's gay. And like, they just didn't
that's
get
too
it.
Smart for them.
No, it was over their head. And then I was like, hey, people in oil, they'll have funny accents, huh? And it was like, ha, 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 ha.
I know what he means.
Yeah, it was crazy. No, man. Yeah, Bakersfield is like a top five dumbest city.
I wonder what, probably something in the water. There's like a chemicals leaching from like agriculture into the water or something.
The interesting thing about the area is like, people have like, they have an Oklahoma accent in Bakersfield because people from Oklahoma moved there, I'm not even exaggerating, like 150 years yeah. ago, and they still have this like regional dialect that like makes no sense. It's, they're like, yeah, I'm from Oldale. It's dude. Literally like, it's not even, it's not Southern. It's like a Midwestern Oklahoman accent. It's so strange.
Dude, that reminds me of this dude I've been watching on like fucking social media. It's uh-huh. the dude that looks like fat Shane Gillis. He's like, hello, it's me, Mr.
Yeah, that guy, yeah.
Mr. Quiet and Awkward.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah, that guy,
what
that
the shit. Fuck is that accent? Hello, it's me. He's I'm going to get a pickled sausage.
He's British.
He's British?
Yeah.
I thought he lives in like fucking Boston or something.
No, he's British. He's British.
All right, now it all's gay. I don't like it anymore.
Yeah.
Unfollow.
Speaking of like TikTok shit, have you seen the Officer Emery guy?
No, what is that?
So, okay, there's this guy. You're going to love this. There's this guy. His name is Officer Emery. And what he does is he used to be a police officer and he's like, it's weird because he's not handsome. He's like not conventionally attractive. Mm-hmm. He looks like if Ryan Gosling got stung by a bunch of bees and he has like this little shitty beard or whatever. And he basically posts these videos of him sitting in his police car, laughing to the mic, let everyone know you're laughing.
I'm thinking of Bear Grylls when he got stung by bees.
Yeah. He's like swollen and he sits in his police cruiser and he just sings along to country music and like winks. Oh, and he's like an AI cop, but his department found out that he was doing this because people like looked up his badge number and his last name, and he got fired for doing this on the job. He was like sitting, he's supposed to be arresting individuals, and he's like sitting TikTok. In his car like TikToking. So he got fired, and then so like it's funny, him doing this like cop AI thing went from him being in his car to then shifting to him being like not in his car, in his own actual vehicle, like his actual truck. And then it was like a nice, like probably like a truck, right? And then it just shifted to being like a shitty car. So he's just like losing and he's just still doing the same thing, but now it says like
vehicles are getting worse around him.
Yeah, no, it's funny. And like people just report him all the time because he's technically impersonating a police officer.
That rules, dude.
Yeah, and he just gets like hella likes from like horny boomers.
He's like, oh, you're uniform. The dream cop I want to do. He's like, you have no idea.
Speaking of Reddit and like going, because that, so that's on First Responder Cringe. I'm always on First Responder Cringe.
That's a good one.
There's another subreddit I've been in love with, and it's called Our Free Magic. So Magic the Gathering has become such a fucking abomination. So you introduced me to Magic the Gathering.
I think might have been my brother.
No, it wasn't you, actually. It was my friend Anthony, but okay. We played it.
Yeah, I dabbled for like a year.
Yeah, so 2003 is when I started playing. I started playing during Mirrodin, the Mirrodin set. I played from Mirrodin, and I played Ravnica. Those are some of my favorites. And then I began playing again in 2010 with Mirrodin Besieged. So the artwork is what originally drew me into Magic. I was a huge Magic the Gathering fan. My senior quote was Magic the Gathering Pro Tour 2013 because I helped to create the Blue Black Tezzeret control deck that went to Worlds in 2011 that almost won the champion. I had this video on my old YouTube channel called Tezzeret Titan, and this video had, I think, like 15,000 views. It went semi-viral in the Magic community of this deck I had built. From there, this was during the standard set of 2011. From there, some guy used a variation of it, which he had a red splash within the deck, and lost. He came in second place. And I just got in Worlds.
Dude, you're just a vessel people pull ideas from.
I competed in several Magic the Gathering tournaments. I came in first place in an Innistrad draft deck. I created a blue-white control, an Esper. I am good at Magic the Gathering.
And you should be Post Malone.
Oh, Post Malone also. Oh, my God. Don't even get me started on that.
Dude, what if that was the plan for you?
2017, Post Malone's management fucking... I don't even want to get into it, dude. I really don't even want to get into it.
Well, so what if that was the plan when you're in, like, being, like, looked at in the when you're in the slumps?
Literally.
They're like, dude, let's give this guy some face tattoos.
They lifted so much of my personality and gifted it to other people.
Dude, that'd be so sick if you had an always gay tattoo.
Always gay?
Above your eyebrow and be like, dude.
I was going to get a face tattoo. I was going to get in the corner of my head right here. I was going to get something. Anyways, don't.
Dude, I'm starting to see way too many serious people with like face tattoos, with like decent jobs. It's not okay.
Next. Hang on. We can go on face tattoos, but I want to talk about this. So.
I tried to get you off Magic, but it ain't happening.
No, Magic the Gathering, and we've talked about this on the show before, Magic the Gathering has taken the gayest turn. I was incorrect. I thought Hasbro started working with Magic the Gathering in like 2017. Magic the Gathering, Hasbro was the distributor of it pretty much of all time. Started in 94, whatever.
Okay, it's just distribution, though.
Magic the Gathering has been taken over more and more by Hasbro, and they're trying to turn it into more of a kids game. So, you know Baby Yoda?
Oh, yeah.
There's a baby Yodification of Magic the Gathering going on. There's a new set that just came out.
Making it like Pokemon slowly.
Literally, no. There's a new creature, legendary creature, that is called Loot. And he's Loot, the key to everything. That's his name. And he's literally looks like a little fucking Pokemon. And like, okay. It started off with the collaboration with Lord of the Rings. That's what started this descent. Yeah. Magic the Gathering then did a Doctor Who series. Done Fallout. It's becoming Reddit tier trash, dude. And it is Magic used to have this amazing artwork, amazing lore. They had these books that were badass.
Super unique.
Yeah, they had like Jace the Mind Sculptor, who's this fucking planeswalker, is now in love with Vraska, who's literally a Medusa-esque planeswalker who literally turns people into stone, and they had a baby or whatever called Loot, dude. Which is this little Pikachu fucking bitch, and it's just so gay, dude.
It sounds like a knockoff of Groot. Loot?
No, it's Loot. Like,
no, I know. It just sounds like... Yeah, no, because Groot is a little baby Groot. Adorable. Kind of like Baby Yoda. They like baby...
Yeah, no. And so, dude. Okay. And the new set, they're trying to pander to children more and more. There's this one, and it's like... It takes place in like a Western-themed, cowboy-themed plane. So
Red Dead Redemption?
Yeah. So what Magic is they have these themes of planes. So a plane is like it's like a multidimensional universe where they're planeswalkers. The planeswalkers can go between planes, but usually like they'll have like Egyptian plane, there's like Saudi Arabian plane, and like there's different planes, and this planeswalkers can travel through all of them, and they create mischief and they fight and all this other shit, you know. But what happens is, you know, they made a new plane, and it's a Western themed fucking plane, and one of the new creatures is like, it's like Diblo, the lone shark. And it's literally just a shark with a fucking yarmulke on. And he's like, he has a yarmulke on. But no, it's just like, it's just insane that like the things fucking capitalistic pandering can ruin, like Magic the Gathering.
It ruins everything. I mean, it ruins literally everything.
Yeah, we're not even anti-capitalist, but it's just like...
Oh, no, get your money, but like...
It's just fucking annoying, dude. It's like they just... Like, they are trying to make the game so big. In 5 years, it will be unrecognizable. In 5 years, Magic the Gathering will be completely unrecognizable.
Yeah, I don't feel like that pandering has really helped, like, make it grow. I haven't seen, like, people talk about Magic in my passing by. It's still Pokemon.
Yeah, well...
And, like, when I go into the, like, Walmart or Target, I'll still see Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh! For sale. I'm like,
yeah,
nice.
No, but the thing is, so Magic has always been, like, smaller. But the thing is like... Magic the Gathering is like a self-contained multiverse of like I mean, like, okay, you have, like, Pokemon is, like, accessible to pretty much everybody. Yu-Gi-Oh! Is, like, you have to be more weeby. You have to be more of a weeb to get into Yu-Gi-Oh! Magic the Gathering is, like, you cannot be either of those and still like Magic the Gathering, because it is this sort of westernized, like, fantasy tropes.
It's, like, bordering on, like, Dungeons and Dragons.
Well, it's made by this. It's created by the same people. But Wizards of the Coast created both of them. So it's created... I don't know if Wizards of the Coast created Dungeons and Dragons, but it's owned by the same company, Wizards of the Coast. And Magic, they're like, let's just turn it into Reddit filth. And it's just so fucking annoying, dude.
Yeah, everybody just looked at, oh, what is the internet like about us? It's like, no, oh, we'll do that.
Half of
it's bots they're listening to.
It is completely like Reddit. Like, they're going to probably have a Game of Thrones set. They already did the Lord of the Rings set was fucking insane. They made Aragorn black, which is fine. I don't care.
Oh, yeah, that's an old episode. That's an old episode.
Yeah, it was episode 58.
Damn. How do you do that?
Because I'm fucking autistic, dude.
Dude. I was around one of my friends yesterday. We went to a concert.
Uh-huh.
He's like an encyclopedia with names of like anybody that plays a musical instrument. It's fucking crazy to
people like that are always, you know, what's funny is when I was in college and I was getting like really into like underground music scenes. I wanted to be one of those guys.
Yeah. Dude, they know like everything about them and like,
yeah,
probably over 100 people. My friend can just be like, oh yeah, they grew up here. This famous other, this guy, he was taught by this guy. And like,
yeah.
It's like, dude, what the like, I was telling him, like, I can only remember, like, some of my favorite bands barely, like, their names and maybe their instruments they play. Dude, like, I got other shit to think about.
Yeah. No, it's, I don't know, the memory thing is pretty, you're not very good at memory stuff.
No, I slam my head into the earth too much for it to be good.
I'm on my phone because I'm making sure that it is actually episode 58.
Oh, it's all good. Because I got a... Oh, it's I wanted not. To tell you about...
It's what? Not. It's episode 55. I was wrong. Damn it.
I mean, still in like a 3-episode range is nice.
Yeah, episode 58 was when we clickbaited everybody with the Dog the Bounty Hunter thing, and they were so mad.
Dude.
Imagine being so mad you got clickbaited that I have to fully dox you and have your address on file in the business you work for, and I have every single piece of information. I have photos of you saved onto my computer because you harass me so much.
Yeah, that's like if you make fun of Steven Seagal and you have like a serious 5 people being like, why would you do that? Why would you pretend?
No, imagine Seagal. Imagine making 20 different alternate accounts to the point to where I have to get your wife's personal information where she works onto my imagine.
Damn, what are you doing on the internet?
Oh, dude, no, I'm fucking, don't fuck with me, dude.
I don't want it.
There's one guy in particular. I've talked about him on Patreon. Yeah. I sent you pictures of him.
Yeah.
I sent you a picture of him on his work ID.
You know everything about a couple people. Watch out.
Yeah. It's pretty sick, huh?
Yeah, dude. So, dude, I went to fucking telling you I was around.
You fuck with the bull.
You get the horns.
They just won't find you.
But not satanic. Yeah, dude, I went to a show. Speaking of satanic, went to a concert last night.
Okay.
It was the lead singer of Iron Maiden.
All right.
They were playing at the Whiskey in L.A.
Okay.
And anytime they're like, drop the horns, might have been twice.
Yeah.
I was like,
no.
Good. Why would I do that?
Good.
Like, why would I do that?
That's my brother in Christ.
Yeah,
sick,
I'm learning.
No, that's
but, dude. It never fucking fails. I haven't wanted to beat the shit out of someone and be like, think I'm like, oh shit, this might happen in like probably 10 years.
Yeah.
This fucking half Asian, half Mexican dude was in front of me.
Rare breed.
And another thing, every fucking metalhead with long hair, especially if it's black, same fucking hair. Parted down the
middle.
Looking retarded.
Stringy.
No curls, never curls.
No, it's straight never wavy. Flat. It's never wavy either.
You're just straight flat.
And they don't. You know what I've noticed about people with metalheads too? They brush their hair too much.
A lot.
Where it thins. So like you're not supposed to. Like you're supposed to wash your hair like once a week, twice a week. Or like you're not supposed to fuck with your hair all the time.
I always listen to Grandpa. I shower if I don't like sweat my ass off. I shower every 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I start sweating, it gets the stank.
Yeah, my feet are nuts,
dude.
I shower every day, but I don't deodorize my body, or detergent my body every day.
That's good.
I wash because my feet get nuts. My feet, they produce some sort of hellish.
Do you have really soft feet? No homo.
No
Diddy.
No Diddy.
Another thing, that shit's.
I know. I don't want to talk about. I don't want to reiterate.
Oh, I don't remember we did that, but
no, okay. Not no. I don't want to copy the West Coasters,
dude. That's
the East Coasters.
So annoying, dude. Right when I was telling you about something,
yeah,
everything
we say, they say on their show. It's fucking annoying. Dude. I don't even want to talk about it. Like, seriously, I don't want to.
Damn it.
Well, no, because they're. We've already talked about it a million times on Patreon. This is going to be a main episode. It's good enough. But there's literally just so many people.
It's good enough
that are in. Yeah, we put it on main. It's too good for the Patreon. No. So wait, continue your story.
I was talking about the fucking half Asian, half Mexican.
Yeah. Right? So what happened? What did he do?
So, dude, like, I was probably like 25 feet from like the stage. Fucking nice, right in the middle. Great fucking standing area. It's only standing. But then it started like he started to back up on me because his fucking short, fat, black girlfriend that wears like all. Dude, she got her whole outfit from Hot Topic. I don't even know if they still sell this shit, but she's wearing like way too much pink fishnet.
Cool.
And like it looks
that
like
rocks.
She's at her first like live concert ever. And she's just like. So they get fucking drunk in front of me. They start backing into me as the show's going on. And I start pushing this guy back in front. And then he's one of those fucking losers that doesn't understand there's fucking people completely surrounding him that like he can't fucking like step around and fucking fist pump and everything.
Yeah.
So he starts doing that though. And he fucking backs in even more. So I start shoving him. And then so he settles down for a little bit and he starts backing towards me to the point where if I clap, my hands are in his hair.
Yeah.
So I start fucking clapping really hard.
Yeah.
Like at the end of the song and hair's everywhere. I'm pulling his hair, basically. And he moves it. And I'm like, I don't know if he heard it because it was the next song started. I'm like, I'm going to beat the fuck out of you. I'm
no
going
way.
To beat the fuck
no
out.
Way.
I don't know if he heard it because
it's still
close.
A fucking badass move.
But my friend Daryl, he was noticing this and he had a fucking giant in front of him that was like 6'5".
Yeah.
Fucking eclipse right in the middle of the room.
Yeah.
And what does this guy do? The beginning of every song, hold up his phone to record the whole song.
What a fucking
So he takes
idiot.
Up even more space. Dude, so like Daryl taps him on the shoulder. He's like, hey, dude, can you just like put your arms down? Like,
yeah, like,
you're
what the
huge.
Fuck are you doing?
And Daryl's tall too, so he understands. Like, he barely took any video or anything. And the guy just looks back like, huh?
I'd have knocked the phone out of his hand. So, I'd have literally jumped. You know what a head top is? Like when you jump and you fucking dunk on somebody? I'd have jumped and dunked behind. I would have done that. I don't care. I'll do it.
God, dude. So like Daryl looks at me. He's like, we got to move or we're going to have a problem. I'm like, yeah, dude. I'm like, I have been just envisioning beating this guy up for the past two songs.
Chinese guy.
I don't know the last two songs have been, dude. All I've been just fantasizing about beating this little fucking Morrissey fuck. Dude, and the excitement, he would turn around before the show started. He's like, do you think they're going to play any Iron Maiden? I'm like, probably not. It's his solo shit.
Yeah.
Probably not. He's like, oh.
That's
getting Iron Maiden shirt. I'm like, you're fucking so gay, dude.
Dude, that's crazy. You know what's funny? Fucking, that's fucking nuts. Speaking of Morrissey fucks, I was listening to Morrissey this week. It just came on. I didn't put.
But they're not bad. They're not bad.
I did not put the Smiths on. They just came on. I fuck with them. They're okay. But, dude. I was listening to the lyrics. I've never like really listened to the lyrics. Sure. Morrissey's such a whiny, melodramatic bitch. He's like, this is one of the lyrics. He's like, what is it? He's like, so I finally came home, but I don't have a home, so I'm not home. Like, he's so like, or he's like, one of them's like, take me out tonight. And then he's like, and then you put me in your car because I don't have a car because I cannot drive in a car. I don't have a car anymore. My life is, it's so like complaining. He's just like whining.
He's known to be like a whiny bitch on stage two in his live shows. Like he complains during sets.
Yeah. It's like funny as fuck.
That's awesome, dude. They're like, they're the Mexicans' favorite. Love
yeah.
It.
Mexicans love the Smiths. Like so. Okay. We've talked about this on the show, but we got to dive back into it.
Yeah. Rehash it for
why,
sure.
Why do they just love that shit so much? Like,
I don't think they have a proper outlet for their feelings. It's like Catholic Church or the Smiths.
Because of machismo?
I think so. Maybe they're like, can I talk to Papa about my feelings?
No.
They're like, no.
I'm at work.
No, I gotta work,
I'm
man.
I'm at work.
I gotta work, fool.
I'm at work. I gotta pay electricity bill.
Gotta buy a new GMC, fool.
Fucking, yeah, that shit's funny, dude. They love oldies. Like, they just love oldies.
Art LeBeau? Is that dude still going? Have you heard
Art LeBeau? Yeah, they love Art LeBeau.
If you live in California, Art LeBeau is like the old... Welcome to the oldies station. Here's a shout out from Olivia to Jose. He's in the penitentiary right now, but she's saying she loves you, and here you go. Play it away.
Yeah. Lonely girl.
Every time. Dude. Every single time.
And it always comes on like
Friday afternoon.
Right when the sun goes down.
Yeah, it's like the sun will be setting. It's Friday afternoon. You're drinking and driving home.
Art LeBeau.
Art LeBeau comes on. Yeah, you forgot your aux cord, so you're listening to the radio. Every time. It's so funny.
Alicia, Jose's Highness giving a shout out to Folsom State Prison. He's going to be out in 3 weeks, so can't wait for him to be home.
If you'd like to support the show, please go to patreon.com/duhheads. We have exclusive content, exclusive episodes, and tons of other great stuff. I also sell exclusive merchandise, both duhheads and my own, on izzygoat.com. You can click the link in the description below. We currently have a Chinese Kanye West t-shirt. We also have a zany P. Diddy Joker tee, as well as some other great stuff coming soon. Also, of course, I've told you this before, but baby, go to Izzy and Griffin on Spotify. All right, that's enough of that. That's enough of that. Get back to the show. Get back to listening to Rain be retarded. He's an idiot. He's such a retard.
Hey there, lonely
It's always the same song.
It's just one song the whole
time. Yeah, that's so sick.
Shit rolls,
I fucking
dude.
Love oldies.
Fucking oldies. It's so cool that oldies is a pretty like broad word, but like
it's just anything
very
that's
general
like,
to music.
It's like 50s to 60s, like
almost doo-wop.
Doo-wop, yeah. Well,
it's like pre-R&B.
Dude, have I ever showed you this guy? Oh, I can't remember his fucking name. He's a white guy and he like wants to be a cholo and he plays a keyboard with a talk. What are those things called?
A talk box, I think.
A little talk box, yeah. And it's like, womp, jump, gow, 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 gow. And he fucking, and he'll play, it's like oldies. It'll be like, it's like G-Funk oldies. And he's just, and he's literally, he looks like me if I just shave my head. And it'll just be like, womp, jump, gow, 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 gow. And then on his stage, he rides one of those fucking cholo bikes out, a bicycle.
A lowrider?
Like a lowrider bicycle, dude. With like chain, yeah, the handlebars of chain.
Everything's made of chains.
Yeah, and he like rides it out and then he like fucking seawalks and shit. And it's like, are you a Crip? Are you a Cho? Like what?
I don't know what I am, fool.
No, and it's just funny as fuck. He's just like, it's just like, I wanna see you go, 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 go. And
wow,
just,
wow, 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 wow.
And I see you coming down.
Baby girl.
Yeah, literally, it's so funny.
Dude, I feel
and
like
everyone's like, hey, it's fucking Lil Cut, Lil Gumsai.
Oh, man, he is Mexican.
Lil Gumsai, man.
Canelo's white too, man.
It's Canelo. Lil Gumsai.
Lil DJ Canelo.
Lil DJ Gumsai.
DJ Gumsai.
DJ Gumsai is fucking fire.
Hey, fool, I'm telling you, man, you put on that track 7, dude, you do want to come into a sock.
Mexican, like, dudes like that, like cholos, are so funny because they have this weird mix of, like, genius idiot wisdom,
dude.
They're like
some of the funniest people.
They're like dumb smart. It's funny. They'll just be like, hey man, like you can't be doing this because if you have a responsibility and you don't do a responsibility, what ends up happening, everything becomes a crazy.
Yeah, they're like, holy shit, that makes
and you're
sense.
Like, yeah, that's like the dumbest way to explain a responsibility.
You can do that in one sentence, but yeah.
Just, hey, I'm gonna tell you like this. When I was a kid, everybody say, don't put your socks up. But the reason that I have integrity, I still said, I wear socks up. That's hey, man, integrity.
Higher the socks, downer the fool. That's what I always say.
There's a guy, and when he...
A fucking guy.
And when he say things, this fool, he just... When he say his mind, he speak of his mind. I'm getting like Puerto Rican. I'm getting Puerto Rican.
And yeah, we don't have any Puerto Ricans over here.
He speak of his mind. He say, he speak of his mind. I'm just doing my Nick Rochford impression. yeah, it's so funny. It's so fucking funny. You know what's funny? Fucking my friend sent me a video of these two foos that have their podcast. It's kind of like ours.
Oh, dude.
And
you sent that rules.
The one I sent you, and he's like, hey, why don't you like onions, bro? And he's like, well, since I was ever a little kid, you know. And then he interrupts him and he goes, you ask me a story. If you want me to tell a story, that's I'll like tell you me. A story. It's me, literally me and you, dude. It's so fucking funny.
You let me finish?
We're kind of like,
hey, let me finish, yeah, man.
It's, we're a couple of fools, bro.
You ask me a question, I'll tell you the answer.
Dude, but you had to have had a lot of cholos growing up because you're in Palmdale.
Oh, dude. All
you probably had a lot of fools.
Most of my friends were Mexican. I don't know if one was serious or faking, but one of them used to pretend he was in the Latin Kings, which I feel is an East Coast
definitely
gang.
Not
yeah, Latin, I was like East Coast.
That's
gang
100% East Coast.
But yeah, I was always, dude, like
they'd have been Sereños, right? Because that's like a South Side, like, right?
Dude, I don't know. They would always rep like Pacoima. We live close enough to the valley, they just wear Pittsburgh Pirate hats.
Yeah,
but they were always cool with me, dude. I remember the first time my buddy Eddie showed me elotes, which is like the corn. Well, we have some listeners that probably don't know.
Yeah, we have a lot of Midwestern listeners.
It's some corn with mayonnaise, chili, fucking Parmesan. Yeah. It's weird, but it's amazing.
It's really good.
And that was the minute I fell in love with everything Mexican.
Mexican.
Like, let me check out these hyenas, fool.
Mexican culture is like so sick. It's funny because like, I don't know, a lot of white people in Southern California are like, hey, Mexicans. It's like a very...
That's
like
fucking gay, dude. I love their. I married
their,
one.
Their food is so exceptionally great. Like it's the perfect mix of like, I don't know, like if you get like a fat, like not fast food, but if you have like a burger and fries, you feel like shit. You're like, I'm fucked. I got fucked up. Mexican food is the perfect mix of like greasy, fast, like
keep you going.
Greasy, fast, easy, but it's not like it doesn't fuck you up. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, if
I
eat, great flavor profile.
Like, if I eat tacos, like street tacos, dude, I'm fucking zooming. I'm fine. Okay. Completely fine.
Dude, nothing gets me going like a nice street taco. Dude, or like, or 10.
Did I tell you about the street taco place by my house?
No.
Okay. I went. I always go to the ones that are on the side of the road that are like illegal as fuck. Those are always the best. There was one in Adelanto that was fire. Anyways, I went to this one on the corner of, if you live in Bakersfield, Panama and Gosford. Anyways,
Panama.
So I go and I'm like, oh, it's gonna be like $25. I got 12 tacos. $12, dude.
Fuck yeah, dude. That was old school shit right there.
It was in fucking sane. And like what they do is they serve food to like all the day laborers. So like what happens is like, especially like Friday nights, all the because there's a lot of farms up there. I didn't really realize that when I first
literally all farms.
Yeah. There's like
yeah.
So the people will go and then they, you know, they work all day and then they come and then they just bring like fucking tall boys and then they just sit there and just drink them in their trucks and eat tacos. Dude. But like, it's such a sick deal. It's fucking nuts.
Go
so
to like the last,
good.
Go to the last liquor store to like, to the farm area.
Yeah.
All the fucking 3-pack tall boys are always sold out there.
Battery pack.
All of them. Battery packs?
Yeah.
That's fucking genius, dude. Who made that
battery
up?
Pack. I don't know. My old sobriety friend was be like, hey, did you used to drink battery packs? And I was like, nah, I wasn't that fucked up, dude. He goes, no, like a 3-pack of beer.
Like, you thought, you're like, I didn't drink battery acid.
The 3-pack of Michelobes were sick. I used to like have this like, let's say it's a typical day and I'm allegedly going to be drinking that day.
Let's go back to 2021. So we don't freak anyone out.
We'll do 2020. Let's do 2019.
Okay, no, yeah.
Let's do 2018. 2018.
Yeah, when
that's
everything
probably
was
long ago
fine.
Enough where I would usually get a twisted tea in the morning because why? Do you know why?
Because there's no carbonation.
No carbonation. Doesn't fuck your stomach. So let's say I'm feeling like if I'm in an area where I can get a twisted tea, I'll get a twisted tea, single shot of 99 banana. That's the first thing I have in the morning. Slam the twisted tea, take a single shot, then slam.
Cover up the 99 bananas.
Cover up the 99 with the tea.
I don't know if
eventually,
that works.
Actually, let's say it's a Friday. Two single shots and on an empty stomach, then the twisted tea. You get two twisted teas, then you have one for after first period. You get through first period, you slam the other twisted tea in the corner of the room facing the corner so no one can see you on the cameras. Okay.
Why is the teacher facing the wall right now?
No one knows. No one's in there. And you go to one of why is he covering the window? Shut up. So now you get through second and third period. Third period, you start to get hungry. It's Friday. I go to the taco spot. On the way back from the taco spot, because I have a 30-minute lunch, I get, I'll get usually two to three more 99 shots. Let's say I'm feeling crazy. Usually now I'm kind of hammered. So I'm not even hammered, actually. I'm just coasting super easily. But I'm starting to get irritable. So let's say I get watermelon. And I'll probably get like a fucking... Probably at this point, no more Twisted Tea, too much sugar. So I would get a pepino full, a fucking...
What the fuck is that?
A fucking Michelob cucumber. I'll get like two pepinos. And it's just, you can't even smell them, dude. You can't even smell them from a mile away.
They're like the closest alcohol to actual, just water.
It's just water. And then I smash a pepino driving up. Actually, I'll take a shot, smash a pepino. Then lunch is now over. I go in, get through fourth period, smash another pepino. I got fifth and sixth.
Dude, okay? I'd fall asleep in class if I was the teacher at this point.
Then it depends. Like, let's just say now I'm in a great mood and I'm like, dude, I'm almost out of here.
Fucking Friday.
Then I'll just wait. Like, I'll kind of coast out the rest of the day. Now I have two more single shots. I'll just leave those in my backpack. Now what I do is I go down to one of my favorite liquor stores where they have the Blue Raspberry 99 shots. I'll buy three of those. Now I have five single shots. That'll get me through the rest of the night.
Fuck.
But let's just say the Adelanto Saints have a football game, baby. So guess what? We're making an Adelanto spritzer. So on top of that.
Oh, dude, I remember.
On top of that, I'll buy a fucking. We won't go Cuervo. We'll go. I'll buy a Cuervo Silver.
Yep. With
some fucking blue Gatorade. Blue Gatorade and a little Pepino in there. Dude, I'm zooming. It's now Friday night. The Adelanto Saints, depending on the season, let's say we just won.
Dude, and you would, by the way, you would keep this in the fucking
Hydro Flask and just sip it during the game. And like, if it's 2018, we're beating the dog fuck out of people. Oh, yeah. So I get off, I'm smashing fucking blow, dude. I'm fucking coasting. We just won. Now I got to drive then to Glendora.
You'd either drive there or drive here. That was that time.
Yep. That was fun. I'm wearing fucking $400 Yeezys. I don't give a single fuck, dude. They got me in the newspaper screaming I'm fucking the best football coach on the planet.
You're getting shoe deals off your kids that were playing.
No, that's
like,
so
Coach
funny.
Griff, I need help, man.
No, to be honest though, I wouldn't drink before games. I genuinely wouldn't. So this is like, I'm exaggerating the story. Like if it was a Friday and there was no football game,
yeah,
then that's like what it would have been my
Damn,
drinking.
Dude, I would have been out. I would either get there old, was there I'd was throw up.
There was days during COVID when I was working from home. I would take 11 shots in 3 hours.
Oh,
like
who?
Yeah,
dude, that is. I have to be. That's happened twice without throwing up. Probably to me.
I remember when COVID was first starting, and they were starting to lock everything down. I was like, oh damn, I'm not gonna be able to go to the liquor store for a while. So I went and I picked up like a bottle of Jose Silver, and I think I bought two battery packs of Michelob, and I bought like whatever 20 single shots, and I bought like a bunch of gummy edibles. Damn. And it was all gone in 3 days.
Yeah, I was like, that's not gonna last you that long.
It was all gone. It
just keeps ramping up, especially like day three if you've been drinking 2 days straight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate that feeling.
I don't know how we got on me talking about the battery pack thing. Yeah, so like, no, but okay, but the thing is, dude, is like there were times where I couldn't get, like there was a while I didn't drink Twisted Teas because they would make me so sick.
Yeah, there's so a lot of
drink,
sugar.
I would drink, this was before the Pepinos came out. I would drink Michelobes.
Ultras.
I would drink Michelob Ultras. Oh, yeah. Those like didn't really smell that much, but they did. They definitely did. And I would smash two of them and my stomach would be like about to explode with carbonation. And I'd always just be like subbing a third grade class and be like, I gotta go pee.
Every 10 minutes, like, shit, I gotta piss again.
Yeah, literally.
Sorry, class. That reminds me, dude, when I worked at the dispensary during COVID, that was great. We would have a fucking food, a taco truck, like a local taco truck show up on Saturdays. Uh-huh. We'd bring in more business that way. But they would give like the manager free food, dude. I would fucking hit that truck up so many times. I'd be like, give me a burrito. I go 20 minutes later, give me another burrito for later.
Yeah.
I'd like munch half of that like 20 minutes later and go back out. Can I have one more burrito for later? Bring another burrito home. Dude, it was fucking nice.
So there's like no way to break back into the weed business really, huh? Unless you do it in like a state where it just becomes legal. Basically.
Yeah. And like you have there's a shelf life. Like, cause dispensaries are dying right now.
Yeah.
What happens is, dude, even my tax lady, she grows weed. She gave me two big jars of weed. Yeah. Just because her husband does it like on the side. Everybody grows weed now. So like it's impossible to not like, if you're looking for weed, you'll be able to find it if you're like 22 years old and have like a network of three friends.
Yeah.
Like someone is going to know someone with like cheap weed.
Yeah.
So dispensaries, they're still charging like $60 an eighth and stuff of like really nice weed, but that shit doesn't matter. No one gives a fuck anymore.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, I don't know, dude. Like the only thing to go to dispensaries, like people go is for vapes and edibles now.
Right.
Like,
yeah,
I don't.
Yeah. Like edibles or like wax or something.
Yeah. Something that you can't just buy off the market like super easy. Cause like if you want like wax or like dabbing shit, like you have to have, like you have to know somebody that like processes it from flower and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I just like, I don't know, weed has always been one of those interesting things where it's like, I think everybody thinks that they could grow weed.
I mean, you can, but it's not going to be good.
Yeah.
Like my tax lady's weed is not, I'd laughed at it. I was like, wow.
Yeah, this is trash.
Yeah, but then I also get weed that's grown outdoor.
Yeah.
Like from the guy I get it from. And you would think it's indoor. It's like crazy looking.
Right.
It's just, yeah, it depends on everything. Soil, climate, all that shit.
Big labia energy.
What if I eat a little cheese every day?
Just keep it.
It's like I have a tolerance. Yeah, for cheese.
Good
same
job
with cats.
Your tolerance.
Like if I pet a cat every day for the first week or two.
I thought you were gonna say if I eat a cat a little bit every day, starting at the tail and just ate a little bit, then I'd be fine. But if I didn't eat a cat for 3 months,
I would totally start at the face. Why would you start at the tail? If someone put a gun to my head and said, "Eat this cat," I'm trying to think of
we're
an acceptable scenario.
About a feline, right?
Oh, did you think I was talking about pussy?
Maybe it could go there.
I don't want to eat a cat. I want to eat a pussy.
Yeah, the guy who harasses me has pictures of him, like high quality pictures of weed. And I'm like, oh, you live in a state where that's illegal. It's interesting.
Call the feds.
Interesting. I'm just kidding. It's so funny. Like, just like the day laborer, the dudes, they just smash beers and just like are like, yeah, fine.
Dude, and they build quality shit.
Yeah.
Like, just let them. Dude, if we can just like funnel Mexicans through the border, bam. Let's do that.
What are you talking about? You funnel just Mexicans?
Dude, have you heard there's a bunch of Chinese coming through the border?
I don't believe that.
That's what I heard. We got to stop
them.
Who'd
you hear from?
The fucking, the news. I don't know. This the
this
ether.
Guy?
Not even the news. I don't even know what news I would say. Just like the, it comes out of the ether at this point. Like on X, I think. I think it was like a, because I noticed if like, I only go on X to like refollow and like retweet some of your shit.
Mm-hmm.
But it found out like I like the Giants. And so it started like giving me posts to like updates and I start clicking on them.
Yeah, we've talked about this. It reads your mind.
Dude, it's just
literally reads your mind.
But like, didn't Elon say like he's not going to be doing that?
Doing what?
Like mind reading.
Why wouldn't he?
I don't know. I know he would, but I feel like he's just a big fucking liar.
They all have your data.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty. It's pretty weird. The whole phone thing is pretty, it gets pretty creepy. I just, you know, I don't know. It's a tool. I don't know. I don't even want to talk about that.
Dude, you know what's nice to go to now that like you're sober? Have you been to like a dope ass agua fresca place? Like one of those Mexican places, they have like the plastic jugs and they have to get you the juice out of it with the ladle.
Nah, I've never been to one of those.
Dude, there's this one in the mall by me and their menu is insane. And they're like $8 to $12 drinks, but they'll be like, Celine got one that's like fucking mango, like slushy with like chili. It has like a chili coated straw with chamoy on it. It has like, dude, it's fucking delicious.
That'd be sick to throw a bunch of fucking booze in it.
Well, I was saying this because it's like a good drink to have, you know, non-alcoholic.
I made fucking burritos last night and I got some jarritos.
Ooh, what is that?
Damn, I'm turning into a fucking Mexican, dude.
That Bakersfield will get
well,
you.
Well, dude, shout out. Also, my brother, dude, we're going to have Mexican in our family. Because your wife, Joe's probably going to freaking marry Haley. Haley's Mexican.
Dude, Joey.
Yeah, speaking of my brother, fuck. I don't want to put too much of his business out there because he's such a private guy, but he fucking knocked this kid out last night in 27 seconds.
Like nasty.
Yeah, like fucking really.
Made me feel so good watching that.
Yeah, it was nuts.
I couldn't imagine how good that feels to do that.
I can't imagine the energy that what it was like there. Cause like when I watched his first fight IRL, the like intensity in the air is nothing. I don't think I've ever felt that at another event. It's
like
not,
heavy.
It's not like a football game. It's not like a baseball game. Like, it's like you can feel like, oh, these people are going to try to really hurt each other. Like,
yeah, it's one-on-one is a different thing.
It's not like someone might get hurt down there. It's like, no, someone's going to be injured.
The goal is one of these people
walk out of this cage.
Might be out cold when the fucking fight's over. And the other guy's going to be just fucking chanting over him. Yeah. Like, yes!
But if you guys want to...
That was Joey.
Go check out my brother. His Instagram is at JojoMMA. It might be private because he's an amateur fighter and he is very talented and he doesn't, and other people view his stuff and then do not want to fight him. So
good. I wouldn't want to fucking fight him.
Yeah, no, it's so crazy seeing his progression of like, because look, he started in, I think it was like 2018. Training? No, when did he start?
Probably.
No, it's 2021 maybe. I think he's been training like 3 years, I think.
Fucking beast.
But like seeing, because like, okay, do you remember when you, Jay, and Joe came over to my house and we like drank and shit?
Oh, yeah.
Old apartment? Yeah, that was like, he had been training for like 3 months at that point.
Yeah, I remember messing with
him. And like, yeah, and so... It just, but like,
remember if you guys see, shadow boxing each other.
If you see the type of chiseled his body is now,
yeah, it's insane.
Like unworldly. It's like fucking crazy, dude.
Dude, like I just look at it and I pull up my shirt in the mirror. I'm like, what? What the?
Yeah,
they're both humans.
Yeah, yeah, you're both the same species.
Like alien tits, and he has like just like skin.
Yeah, like his skin is like thin. Like he has transparent. His skin veins? Is like. It's crazy. It's just nuts, dude. He has like muscle on top of veins.
Yeah, his. I bet you it's like veins. He seems harder to cut.
Like I feel like you couldn't stab him.
Yeah, like I'm
if you
softer.
Stabbed him, the knife would bend.
You could just slice me open like a fucking pig like, that I am.
Like a fucking buttered pig. That's so funny. But no, congrats, dude. I'm super proud of you, man.
Dude, that was awesome.
Fuck. Just living his dream. It's so cool.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine being. I can imagine being on the other side of like
ass whooping.
Yeah.
It's so crazy because like I think about like, you know, I've trained Muay Thai for 2 years, and I could probably beat up the average person. I couldn't imagine him where it's like, oh no, there's like maybe, there's probably, I don't know, he's one of them. He's one of the thousand.
Yeah, he's that guy.
Respect
man.
Him. You gotta respect him. He's like Joe Rogan, dude. He's one of the 250.
Ah, big pimpin', you gotta put respect on that name.
I mean, he's. There's probably like, I don't know, like 10,000 people on the planet who could beat him up. If that, I don't even know if there's that.
Well,
many.
Yeah. And dude, he's only getting better. So that number is decreasing like actively.
Yeah. Like
that number went down by 1,000 yesterday.
Exponentially. Yeah. It's fucking crazy.
He's like a stock, dude. It just fucking has huge bumps.
I wish, I kept saying, I was like, we should have gone and gambled there on him. Cause I would have put like first round KO.
Yeah, I would have put my car money on. I put it like $4,000.
I would have put literally my entire life savings on it. Because, well, did you see? Did you? You didn't watch the whole thing, did you?
Well, I ended up.
You watched like the highlights, kind of.
I mean, how long is a 27-second?
Yeah,
highlight?
No. Well, okay. So, like, I'm talking about like.
No, I didn't see the open, like the bell ring.
The like introduction, like, the kid walks out, and so I think there was one, two, three. There's I think three fighters canceled. Fighting my brother. So three people pulled out of the fight. And then they got a guy on like 48 hours notice. They kept saying 24 hours notice in the thing. And it's like, that's not.
They're just trying just to like true. Give him a pat on the back. Loser.
And so the kid walks out and he's kind of like feeling himself like, all right, yeah, I'm feeling myself. And then it was kind of funny. He watched my brother walk out. And you could just feel the look in his eyes was like not the same. Like he just didn't look the same. I was like, because he walked out and I was like, oh, this guy must be kind of the shit if he's like confident enough.
Yeah,
to
you're
fight
like,
my
oh, damn. Okay, we got to fight.
24 hours. And then he just saw my brother walk out and his eyes were just not the same. Like he was just kind of like, yeah, okay.
So no, dude, when your little brother played football, he was a strong safety, which is basically a headhunter in the NFL.
Yeah, well,
like those are the guys that hit some of the hardest.
Yeah.
They just projectile their body. And. Yeah, he has that perfect fucking brain for MMA. Just
yeah,
like,
just like
laser focus, laser. Like kill, seek and destroy, dude.
It's pretty wild.
Dude, imagine just getting him on street beefs and just him just running the league.
Like it would be unethical. It would literally be like a, and I'm not even trying to like hype him up at this point. It would be like, I wouldn't do, like you couldn't do that
it would
anymore.
Be so
you couldn't do that anymore.
Just try to get him.
Like, it was like almost watch like the fight that he had. It was almost like
you almost felt bad.
No, I did. I did. I was like, I don't think that he can. Like, he needs to move up. Like, I don't know. But
somebody help.
Yeah, it's pretty sick. It's pretty awesome.
Rules, dude. I've never seen that level of aggression. Only from like my little brother playing running back. He'd have some good runs, but like that's not even the same level of anything. That's just athleticism.
Yeah.
And good vision.
Yeah, it's pretty nuts. And then it's funny to like watch that kind of a sport and then like watch like curling.
Curling.
You know, or like pole vault
or high lie. You know high lie is? They have those big curved thingies.
Yeah, that's big in India.
Whip
huh?
that shit like over 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, it's like the dumbest sport. It's like one of their cooking instruments, and then there's just curry in it.
If they're clean.
It's Brazilian. It's not Indian. It's Brazilian.
They might play it in India.
So do they catch the ball in it?
Yeah, but they like have it. They let the ball like hit the back. Like they let it hit the back of them too. So it's not like they just catch it full speed.
Yeah, because don't those go like 100 and. Didn't they do that at Steve-O? He's like, hit me with the ball.
All my knowledge is from the Jackass bit from, like, I think it was Johnny Knoxville and Steve-O. Just, they're whipping oranges in those things.
It's so stupid.
Dude, imagine just doing that and getting, like, $1 million. That's nice.
It would just be so, I would have to be drunk. Like
drunk skater losers pretty much, except for Knoxville, who's retarded.
Yeah, he's just an idiot.
Have you seen that's the last person Bam Margera wants to forgive is Johnny Knoxville.
Really?
He wants to have like a celebrity boxing match against him.
Why?
I don't remember, but he forgave Steve-O. There's like a clip of it going around. That's pretty much what I saw.
Yeah. Well, Bam seems like he's been able to stay sober.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
He's like been pretty impressive.
You can tell he's been smashing the hoagies.
Yeah.
You know, I thought it was just inflammation from stopping boozing.
No, mm-hmm. Well, because it does your body begins to hydrate for the first time and.
I'm comedian David Race in Los Angeles. I host a celebrity-filled paranormal talk show like no other. Monstrosity has great guests answering weird questions. You won't believe the combo of celebrities and paranormal experts who've been on this show. I guarantee you'll like Monstrosity, or you get your time back. Go to monstrositypodcast.com right now and take a look.
Years.
So does your body just like suck water up? Yeah, he's like turning into his dad.
It like doesn't, it retains it because alcohol is a, what's the fucking word? Not a delirium, whatever. It dehydrates you and it makes you have to pee. Starts
spirit.
As a
spirit. Why do you think they call him spirit?
Yeah. Ooh. No, it's, I don't know. It's the same thing with coffee. It's the same kind of a diuretic.
Oh, there you
it's
go.
Diuretic. So it dehydrates you and makes you pee. So that way, like when you stop drinking, you fucking look swollen because you have water in you.
That reminds me of the show last night. They put the beer because I had a beer. They put beers into a cup, which mm-hmm. I fucking hate because I drink them way too fast when they're in the
front. That's why they do it.
It's two drinks.
Yeah.
I'm like, that was gay.
Yeah.
Throw this on the ground.
Yeah.
Fucking stupid little fucking Asian Mexican son of a bitch, dude.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Fucking ugly. And his fucking girlfriend was a bitch. Every time she had to piss like four times because she was huge
mm-hmm.
and she was drinking weird cocktails, dude. She'd fucking never say like, oh, coming through anything, nothing. Just Lizzo coming through, dude.
Entitled Ham Planet.
Fucking bitch.
Ham Planet.
Damn it, dude. Oh.
Yeah, there's something about them.
Dude, that is a fucked up. That was going to be a fucked up kid. Mexican Asian.
Well, we're going into Patreon territory. So, yeah, it's so funny. Me and Avery were talking about like having kids or whatever. And she was like, what do you like, how are you going to teach them certain stuff? Cause she's been getting so based. It rocks. It's so sick. Like I'm talking fucking based.
You got a good one, man. I was talking to her when I was over here.
There's a couple things that she doesn't fully like. There's a little not
they're probably understandable though.
It's not, yeah, because it's sort of like cultural stuff where it's like, oh yeah, you've been like, that's That's something you've experienced that, like, I can't really wrap my head around. Like, I was like, what are your thoughts? What do you think about George Floyd? And I was like, I'll leave that one be for now.
But, did you see he had, like, Delta 9 in his system? That fake fucking THC shit hate, dude.
Yeah, I don't want to insult St. Floyd on the main, but...
That actually might sound like it would be a saint.
Probably, I wouldn't be surprised. Did you see that they've turned the area where he was, whatever, into a little swap meet?
It's really?
Like a little...
They're selling Floyd shirts?
Yeah, they're selling Floyd shirts and stuff.
Who's making all the money? Is like the proceeds going to the family? Well, that's nice.
Yeah, they've made like $30 million.
Whoa.
Like, pretty crazy. It's pretty crazy. He was like a Freemason. So.
Dude, like the Jeffersons. They're moving on up, dude.
Holy shit.
$30 million off of shirts?
Oh, yeah, a lot.
Off, man, dude, imagine like you have a son die and you're imagine like the worst it, thing happens. And
imagine
you're like,
your son's a...
Let me turn this shit into a business real quick.
Yeah, imagine your son's a porn star who pointed a gun at a pregnant minority.
Oh, I think
at her stomach. That.
That's a little wild.
Yeah.
Well, I would have pointed one last night, I tell you.
Yeah, that would have been super crazy. It's just pretty weird. I don't know, pretty crazy.
Interesting.
Did you know when they picked up his body?
You're saving this for Patreon.
They were like armed, armed guards and armed.
Yeah, I know a lot more than I'm putting on right now. Yeah, because I thought we were. Oh.
Well, I'm not saying anything that can't be. I'm just talking the facts. I don't know.
Oh no, that's what we do.
It's weird that him and Derek Chauvin were coworkers.
Yeah, and they had like a feud. It's weird.
I didn't know that if you knelt on the back of someone's neck, that dude, never mind.
Okay, I was just thinking, like, if you have a kid, there's a chance they're like a Zulu Viking conquistador.
Yeah, they're going to have like a lot.
They might be the most violent person ever.
Well, they're going to be like, they're going to be little Ghani. They're going to be like Spaniard, Ghanaian, Northern European. The funniest thing is my chick is 25% white, so they're going to be 75% white.
Oh, damn. Yeah, that's a pretty good... Well, thing with my lady, she's 50% white, and I don't know what I am. I did my 23andMe, dude.
You're 100% white.
Yeah, I sent my 23andMe, and I spit into a tube like eight times.
Yeah, you did it?
Yeah, my spit's really foamy.
Cool. That's good. That's good. I was thinking about this for... extra Patreon content because we've been talking about it. I was thinking this summer we should go into the woods. You should do shrooms. We should go camping. Oof. You should do shrooms and I'll trips at you and we'll turn it into like a video.
Dude, do you know how like delicate you're gonna have to?
I know. I wouldn't fuck with you.
Yeah, dude, I would come out from it and shoot you. Like I'd be so pissed.
No, I wouldn't fuck with you at all. It would literally be you tripping and I would just be like monitoring you and like talking to you. I wouldn't fuck with you. I would never do that.
That is like the worst, dude. I remember I thought my friend was fucking with me when at the end of our like eighth of fucking mushrooms, he started having like an allergy attack because we were in the woods, dude. And he's like, I need to go home. And I'm like, oh fuck. I think I could drive.
No way.
Dude, I have never stayed on 55 like to the dot. Never veered from it at all than that.
Yeah, I wouldn't do them, but I'd watch you. I would,
Yeah, I wouldn't want you to do anything. I don't want to be blamed for anything.
I wouldn't. I would not. I can't.
Yeah, it's too...
I literally cannot do it. Yeah,
I have a lot.
My psyche is so fragile.
Yeah, I'm not necessarily even looking forward to doing them. That's how, like, uncomfortable they are for moments, like, when I do it.
Yeah.
But overall, it's like pretty much what people talk about when they do like ayahuasca, like not like that much vomit or anything, but like that level of discomfort, like that first hour when you're like digesting the mushrooms, it's never been comfortable with me.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm doing the wrong kind or the one time it was nice is when like I ate like a fruit for dinner the night before. And then I woke up and had like oranges because I heard that helps convert like the psilocin into psilocybin. So I had that, and that was the easiest, like...
Transition.
Yeah, but that was one time. I had tea, and I didn't feel good before.
Right.
And I thought that was the answer.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, I think it would be cool, Patreon content, because you've talked about wanting to do it.
Yeah, it's just one of those things, man. I'm like, I have them. I'm right. It's just, it's like,
it's such a, yeah, like, such a thing. Time? Yeah. Yeah. That's, I think it would be,
I got to do them be before, you know,
yeah,
the end of this year. So
yeah, we should turn into,
got some shit coming down.
And
the
I
pike.
Mean, obviously if it, isn't going well, we would just not put it out. Like, I would just stop filming.
Oh yeah, I would let you know if, like, we just probably ended up fucking editing it either way, because it's gonna be 5 hours of me, like,
yeah. I think it would be cool to, like, talk about what you're experiencing and then talk about, like, stuff.
Hour five would be cool, like, right when I'm sobering up, I still have, like, that fresh shit coming out. I remember, like, that would be the cool part of, like, doing mushrooms with, like, my friends, was talking then.
I was wondering what it would be like if you put it on, or if you did them and we listened to, like, the Gospel of John.
As long as it's not creepy, dude.
It's not creepy at all.
I thought Pink Floyd would be good, and they have all those background sounds.
It wouldn't be creepy. You would just, like, it would be almost like a guided meditation. I was wondering what you would, because it's so, like, in that one, it's a lot of, like, what Jesus is talking and saying. It's, like, a lot of his, like, quotes.
Yeah.
And it's just really, it's like,
it would depend on the person.
It's like a powerful, it's like a narrator. It's like a nice narrator.
It would just depend. Like, some things, like, sound good, and then you're on mushrooms and you're like, I thought this was a good idea, man.
No, yeah. If it was a bad idea, we'd stop.
Dude, I've put on, like, nature documentaries before.
Yeah. And then, like, they start. The lion kills the.
No, dude, the weird thing that fucks me up is when they do, like, close-ups on insects. Dude, that shit, like, fucking, okay. I'm like, no.
You know what's weird is, like, when I did LSD a couple times, people's faces, you can, like, see, like, the, I don't know the word, but, like, you can see, like, what their soul looks like.
Damn.
So, like, you would see someone and be like, oh, that's a bad person. Or, like, you'd see someone and be like, oh, that's a good person. They look, like, angelic. Like, their skin, they look like a Twilight character. Like, their skin is perfect and flawless, and they look angelic. And then you'll see someone who's, is like a bad person, and you're like, oh, that's like a demon. I can see it. I can literally see their like,
dude,
soul coming through their like a physical representation of their soul.
That has to be something that's amplified by LSD, because, like, that has to be, like, that gut feeling when, like, you'll meet a random person that's, like, a friend of a friend. You're like, oh, this is my friend from a long time. You're like,
yeah, I don't like.
I don't like fucking Andrew. Yeah. I don't want to be around him. I don't know why. I can't really feel the fucking thing on it.
Yeah, I can feel it.
Nah. And then 3 years later, like, oh, Andrew killed a guy.
Yeah, Andrew's a murderer.
Or Andrew raped someone. Like, oh, Jesus. Yeah.
Why did you have to say rape?
I don't know. Bad people do bad things.
1 minute. We have 1 minute left.
I could say murder and not just the one R word.
Yes. Actually, literally, yes.
But it's a bad crime. It's just talking about bad people.
Yeah, I know. But now I have to edit this so we can make money off the video.
Damn. I'm sorry.
Fucking
I'll give you $6. That's all I have on me. I have $6. I would have spent it last night too if I'd lost it. I'd left it in the car. I was like, I can't find it. So do you want $6 for my mistake?
No.
Oh fuck.
I'm just waiting for the hour to be up now.
What? I'm sorry, man. I'm fucking so sorry.
You just added like 30 minutes of editing.
It takes that long.
One word, yes. You fuck.
Oh man, can I say it again?
No, please just don't.
Are you just gonna cut the video off there?
So you made it to the end of the show, but you don't want to go to our Patreon, huh? You just think that everything in this world is free. You think that we don't spend time, so much time, endless time on these. Patreon.com/theheads. Patreon.com/theheads. Patreon.com/